Okay, folks, we're back with a Jesse Saboter bonus update because when we got off, we started talking about a few things when we were off air, and I was like, why didn't you bring that up on the show? And she's like, well, you ended the show, so it was my fault. So sorry about that, folks. This is important, and I'm bringing this on as a bonus update, and it has to do with the major cases Trump against Hillary Clinton and the United States, also having to do with the FBI raid, the special master. Okay, Jesse, go ahead and go into it and tell my audience what you were telling me off the air.
Yeah, so today was the day at 2:00 today Eastern time in Brooklyn. Trump's lawyers met with what they call a special master to discuss basically the documents that were taken from Mar-a-Lago. They have to discuss who has jurisdiction over those documents. There's a lot of, I'll kind of go back a little bit, but it is a little complicated to understand if you haven't been following this story. So what do we know? We know that our President Trump has filed suit against both Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation and the United States of America. You can go to my Twitter page and as well as TimothyCharlesHolmesuth.com. And you can see pictures of those lawsuits. We also know that there have been testimonies in affidavit form by many witnesses against the Luciferian Brotherhood, including politicians, U.S. presidents, military. And those testimonies and affidavits have been sealed with the military until they were pulled into the Minnesota District Court through Droll Law Firm. So I encourage people, if you want to know more, you can go to, you can start to look into the federal court filings in the Minnesota District Court. And you can also look into the District Court of Florida. And that's going to be Donald Trump versus the Clinton Foundation, Hillary Clinton, or the United States of America. This week, also, something you can look into on TimothyCharlesHolmesuth.com, the tribunal number was announced. That tribunal number you can look at is 42-2016-D as in Denver, R as in radio, -3626-HJ. And again, that's a tribunal number.
You broke up for a second. Okay. 42-2016-D
as in Denver, R as in radio, -3626-HJ. And again, that's a tribunal number you can look into that is connected with the sealed documents that are in Minnesota, as well as in, I believe, with documents that have been in the Florida area. So you can also go back, you can look at the unredacted affidavit that was released on the FBI raid on Mar-a-Lago. I talked about how it specifically states at the top that they were looking at Mar-a-Lago for the sealed documents. Those sealed documents, I believe, were ones that were connected with the District of Minnesota court case where they were sealed. So with that, as the FBI took those documents, they had to allot special teams to go into that office. And those teams are only allowed to take certain things. That would be anything that's classified as sealed. Within that, they have to throw in other classifications. They have to decide, you know, what level of classification and who can view or preview those documents. So what today was about in Brooklyn is that the lawyers are meeting with this individual called a special master, that's a neutral party person, who is going to determine jurisdiction of those documents. Are they indeed considered classified documents? Are they testimonies? Are they witnesses? Are they affidavits? And who can rule or take jurisdiction of those? Can they be presented even within a regular court? So I'm going to kind of throw my thought and idea out there. I believe that the special master is going to find that these documents entail crimes against humanity by U.S. presidents, as well as politicians and world leaders. I believe they're going to find these documents outline methods and modes of operation of this brotherhood system that is not only within the U.S., but is worldwide. And I believe that they are going to rule that the U.S. courts, the federal district, have no authority over these documents, that they are going to need to have higher authority. Or I believe also in that it'll be interesting to see if they rule on who can continue with jurisdiction. We know that with some of these documents that, you know, affidavits can be used for arrests. My curiosity is wondering if maybe some of them are linked to the indictments. And if they are unsealed or declassified, I believe that then we're going to see the rollout of the indictments.
Wow. You gave me an article to share. Do you want me to share it?
Yeah, absolutely. So this was by the WashingtonPost.com today at 2:11 Eastern Time. And it says, Trump lawyers, Justice Department, we meet with Mar-a-Lago special master. This says the meeting in the federal court comes after Trump's lawyers acknowledge the Mar-a-Lago case may lead to an indictment. Go ahead and scroll down. New York lawyers from Donald Trump are meeting in a Brooklyn federal courthouse on Tuesday with the Justice Department, prosecutors, and the special master appointed at the request of former president, I will say of president, General J. Trump, review documents seized from his Florida home. In a remarkable admission on Monday, Trump's lawyers acknowledged that the documents investigation could lead to an indictment, arguing that any attempt to make Trump explain now whether he declassified some of the seized documents would force the former president to fully and specifically disclose a defense to the merits of any subsequent indictment without such a requirement being evident in the district court's order. So basically they're saying if Trump reveals to them what's in here, it could ruin plans about what's happening with these indictments. So that's at least how I take that. The newly appointed special master, federal Judge Raymond J. Deary, is weighing the mechanics of how to review the 11,000 documents, roughly 100 of which have classified markings that were taken August 8th when FBI agents executed a court-authorized search of Trump's residence and private club. His first meeting with both parties begins at 2 p.m. Tuesday. Prosecutors say the search was necessary to recover highly sensitive national security papers following months of provocating by Trump's legal team about what classified documents he had in his possession after leaving the White House and whether he had given them all back to the government. Officials say they are investigating several potential crimes. Remember, I've talked about that term potential, that often can mean children, including mishandling of national defense information and hiding and destroying government records. I've brought out that my own personal experience included the U.S. military using children or the weaponization of children, which is a national defense issue. So, but Not one that should be classified or not known. I believe it should be known to the public, and I believe these programs need to stop. Trump's lawyers accused the Justice Department of trying to turn a records keeping dispute with the National Archives and Records Administration into a criminal case. The U.S. District Judge Aileen M. Cannon, a Trump appointee, granted Trump's request for a special master, a neutral third-party legal expert, to review the seized documents and determine which may be covered by claims of attorney-client privilege or the far more vague and disputed assertion of executive privilege. After Cannon appointed Drury to serve as special master, Drury ordered both sides to appear in his courtroom Tuesday to talk over the mechanics of reviewing the documents, even as the Justice Department is appealing parts of Cannon's order. Prosecutors have asked a higher court to stay Cannon's decision that Drury should review the classified as well as the non-classified documents, and that the FBI and Justice Department cannot use the classified documents as part of their criminal investigation while the special master review is going on. On Tuesday, Trump's legal team replied that the argument, repeating their suggestion that prosecutors might be wrong about whether the 100 documents at the core of the case are classified. The government again presupposes that the docu or that the documents it claims are classified are in fact classified and their segregation is inviolable. However, the government has not yet proven this critical fact, the Trump brief argues. So I'm going to stop there. People can go
Okay.
back and read more of that. I guess the main question, is that if these documents include affidavit testimonies of several different witnesses against US presidents, politicians, world leaders, and the government,
Which you have submitted.
yes, then can they, these testimonies include information about governmental programs with the Department of Defense or other military groups? Can that or should that information be considered classified? Especially in regards to it dealing with children, and when it's not just, we're not just talking that these governmental programs are like an education. It is not an education. What's happening in these programs is sexual exploitation, the weaponization of children that includes torture, cannibalism. And, I don't believe that this information should be classified. And I've brought out too that this is some of the problem for our veterans and those who have served in the military, that they witness crimes. They basically have a silence or a gag put on their mouth because they're told if they, bring anything forward or, try to share classified information, it's considered treason. So there are things that we need to revamp in our governmental system, and it should never be okay for crimes to be committed against children. A period.
So this could be like a nuclear bomb.
I believe this could be a very big bomb. In fact, it could even be a MOAB, but we'll see where that ends up.
Jesse, thank you. I'm going to put this, I'll try to put this on YouTube, actually. Hopefully this can go on YouTube. But it will for sure go on enoscorner.tv. Thank you for the bonus, the update. And thanks, Jesse, for coming on and giving us these details. This is crazy. Wow.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, great, Nino. We'll see you next time and we'll
All
see
right.
what happens.
You got it, Jesse. Thank you.
All right, bye.